This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. David Robinson in the Albany Business Review reports that the state Senate passed legislation February 25th to strengthen protections against cyber attacks after the massive data breach at healthcare provider Anthem Incorporated, affecting about 80 million people nationwide last month. Locally, at least 109,000 people in the Capital Region may be affected by the data breach. Locals who have medical coverage with Anthem, Empire Blue Cross, the state's Empire Plan, or the NYSHIP Empire Blue Cross Blue Shield HMO may have had personal information stolen from the parent company Anthem in the attack. The Senate's bill would create new penalties for people convicted of cyber crimes, expand existing anti-hacking laws, and start advisory boards and studies looking for other remedies. Now heads to the Assembly. The Senate also passed a bill to require the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services to collaborate with state police, the chief information officer, and the president of the Center for Internet Security every 5 years to create a report on the current cybersecurity status in New York. Read the full story in the Albany Business Review. Perry Teasdale in the Columbia paper reports that Columbia County will choose between two private companies to sell the 120-bed Pine Haven Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation Facility in Philmont, with both making presentations to the Board of Supervisors February 23rd. Premier Healthcare Management from Great Neck, Long Island, bid $6.5 million, and Centers Healthcare from the Bronx bid $5.4 million for the facility on State Route 217. Both companies spoke about their plans to renovate Pine Haven and keep it open. Last December, Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson said it would sell its Cotterskill Care Nursing and Rehabilitation Facility in Catskill to Premier, which also recently bought a similar facility in Great Barrington. County Board of Supervisors Chairman Pat Gratton, Republican from Kinderhook, says the county has not yet determined if it will sell Pine Haven, but that decision will come in the next few months by the board's Pine Haven subcommittee. Read the full story in the Columbia paper.